All right, 3 o'clock. The Godfather is with us. He's also got his sodium now. He's eating his sub sandwich. He's very ready to roll.
Ready to go.
So let's get the conversation kind of centered. Obviously, the news this weekend, the draft of the notice of allegations to Michigan. Okay, so it's, yes, there's new stuff in there. I mean, Sherrone Moore deleting 52 texts with Connor Stallions the day the report came out. Yeah, sorry, problematic. The fact that they finally confirm what we all knew, Connor Stallions was on CMU sideline when they played State. Which, by the way, F CMU, and I hope State never plays them again, and I hope they have to go Division II. They're a disgrace. The whole athletic department, that clown-ass Coach McElwain, the whole thing, that school ought to burn to the ground. But that's not what we're focused on. It's the whole idea that this draft, which is subject to change, it says the driving force behind this is Michigan's continual refusal to cooperate.
Right.
And that is why this gets dragged out and worse and worse. So look, we started the show very simply, Mike. If you're in the Michigan cult and you believe they did nothing wrong, I'm not here to convince you otherwise. I can't talk to you.
I would love to talk to you.
Okay.
As a Michigan fan.
You can call season ticket Stoney and I'll sit here. My point is, you don't get to get mad at the rest of the world who's laughing their balls off. Because again, you, who pretend to be all high and mighty, are actually, on an ethics standard, you're crack dealers. You're just scumbags. And that's great for me. Because that was my whole point all fall. Okay, you can go win your title. No one's going to respect it. You get your t-shirt. I get to laugh. We win. But I want to get to what should happen. Look, we live in a world that's not fair. It's not just. It's not about what will happen, because anything short of taking the title away wouldn't suffice for what I think most college football fans, not Michigan ones, would agree is the greatest cheating scandal in modern college football. You would have to go back to SMU having a payroll 40 years ago. And even then, it wouldn't have violated what went on between the lines. You were simply handing kids Cadillacs and cash. I've never seen anything like this. So I don't want to know, oh, well, what will happen? What will happen will be, it will probably be a joke. And that's, I've resigned to that. I've never acted like, oh, Michigan football is not going to play no more. What should happen? That's what I want to know. If you're in the Michigan side of it, you'll probably have a very different answer from people who are not.
Correct.
But I'll throw the number out. I want to hear from Stoney what should happen in a world that is fair and just.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Mr. Michael Stone.
First of all, this is very symbolic, but nothing more than that. Jim Harbaugh should not be able to walk in that stadium or in that Schembechler Hall ever again.
Oh, I like that.
That's number one. That's symbolic.
Just like the Bo statue. Very symbolic.
Well, I was for them taking that down, too. But you see what nice. Season ticket Stoney has.
Nice athletic department you got there.
Anyway, what I think should happen is I think Sherrone Moore should get suspended for, you know, 5-6 games, whatever.
Wow. David, you taking notes on this? Wolverines are going to be eating their own over here. Go ahead.
And the Big Ten title from 2022 should be vacated, because that's where I think everything happened, was 2022. I think last year, the schedule was so weak, it doesn't make a difference. And then they got caught, and then they went on the up and up. So I don't think 2023 should be touched.
Okay. So yours is Moore misses half the year. Harbaugh essentially is trestled. And you stripped him of a Big Ten title. What about the wins during that year? Forfeits? Hey, nothing bothers Michigan fans like their stupid little all-time wins thing.
Take that or leave it. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, they're the same school that counts wins against the Windsor Surgeons Club.
Well, every
bunch of doctors didn't know how to play.
So does Notre Dame. So does Ohio State. They all do. But yes.
Nothing bugs those fans more. They love that little stuff. David, what should happen to Michigan?
I would actually add on, I love everything that you said, Stoney. I would add on vacate the wins from 22.
Okay.
What about 23?
I would not do anything with 23.
Because what about 21?
No. Just 22, really, I think I was where everything was really rampant. I believe, with Michigan scandal. Mm. So, yes, I would take away the win from 22.
Even though in the year 2023, we had a guy in a Halloween costume on another team's sideline.
Oh.
And he was buying tickets during the year, including the Ohio State-Penn State
game. I hear you. He bought them, but he never was able to use them because everything started coming out.
Correct.
Are you sure some of his little friends didn't use them?
I don't know anything about that. The investigation is, I don't know.
No, but that information was not used because the other teams.
They were already caught.
Although with James Franklin, he might not have changed the sides.
Honestly, you definitely didn't need to cheat to beat James Franklin.
Right, I know.
So, just run it again.
So, yes, I would add the vacated wins from 22, and I would actually suspend more for the entire season.
Okay. Not but just see, six okay, games. But let me stop you. Now, again, we're all in a good mood. I'm not going to yell. I'm back from vacation. David, if you have to suspend the coach for a whole season, just fire the guy. What are we talking about? That's like suspending a teacher for the year. Just get a new teacher.
Here's the reason why I say that.
What are we doing?
Here's the reason why I say that. It's because it's really Jim Harbaugh that deserves the penalty. Right. I understand Sharon Moore and what he did in the deleting the text messages.
Yeah, but benefited.
He Pete Carrolled this man.
Hold on. So Pablo Escobar gets the blame, but his associates don't. They're all a cartel.
He gets blamed, but not
Sharon Moore's in the cartel. Right. Not the real one. I'm talking about a Wolverine one.
So in my fake world, he gets half a season, and David's, he gets a full season.
And I'm saying if you suspend a guy a full season, get a new guy.
I can see a point for that.
I understand that as well.
Again, I live under no illusion that's happening.
No.
That is, to me, look, it's a separate topic, and I know it probably won't take off today, but it is why I find this sport to be impossible to care about anymore. Look at what we're talking about. We have no governing body for NIL. We have no governing body for the portal. We had the biggest cheating scandal in the history of the sport, to where a coach was sitting in a hotel room 7 miles from the stadium, amicus briefs. You had the Big Ten have to step in. And look, my blame in all of this really isn't the NCAA. It's really Tony Petitti. Now, Michigan fans will tell you he's Satan. I'll tell you he's a spineless jellyfish. All Petitti had to do to put a stop to this once and for all and forever and make him pay the ultimate penalty, you're not eligible for the Big Ten title game. But Petitti didn't have the spine for it. See, that's where I don't blame the NCAA, because the NCAA is useless. Tony Petitti could have put a stop to it. The committee could have. But see, this is the difference. The committee is run by the networks. Like this, like I love today, because I've heard it on the air on the other shows. Oh, well, Charlie Baker said, first of all, Charlie Baker is a meat puppet. He's Roger Goodell. He's going to get up there, and he's going to take bullets for everybody, and he's going to make money. Charlie Baker could not have his playoff viewed as being complete a farce. Of course he got up there and said they did it on the square. He had to. If he got up there and went, yeah, they're cheating scumbags, but we're happy to have them. That is not what you're going to do. So look, the CFP could have easily fixed it too, but who are we kidding? They're not in this for anything other than viewership, and Lord God bless you, Wolverines. You got a lot of eyeballs. But I blame those two before I blame the NCAA. All the committee had to do is, we're not ranking them. What recourse would you have? None. We're not ranking you. Okay. Hey, you're fifth again.
Okay.
Fifth again.
He used to work here. But isn't the...
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah. If the Big Ten would have done what you suggest, but not the CFP, they still could have gone to the playoff even without playing
maybe,
the Big Ten championship.
But the Big Ten would have at least had credibility to its member institutions.
Right.
The fact that they went to Michigan State and offered them the ability not to play the game, hey, the other team has your calls, that kind of tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
So in this whole world of this, I don't have any great hope for the NCAA. I love the fact that the NCAA is holding them to the best fire they can muster. It might be a Bunsen burner, but Michigan just is their own worst enemy. They refuse to just play ball.
Well, that's been, as a fan, it's been their biggest problem for decades.
Well, no, because they have useful idiots in the media. Let's face it. They have a host of useful idiots. David, not that you're one of them. I meant read the ticket text. That's different.
I'm going to read this ticket text because he's right, and he's calling Stoney and I out. He's right. I'll admit it. Kyle says, U of M fans won't vacate anything from 23 because that would take away the natty. They can't let that go. They think they didn't really cheat last year. Outside of really cheat last year, that is one of the reasons why I'm saying don't vacate the wins in 23.
Right,
because that doesn't allow you to go to the college football playoff.
And that's why I think that that's hinky. You can't just selectively, if the cheating happened in the course of the season, you give them back those wins. They're all losses. Not vacated. They're forfeits. Big difference. Why? No school's more obsessed with things no one else cares about like U of M. We are the all-time, nobody cares. You were playing football against children. You were teaching doctors how to play and keeping score without them knowing. No one cares. Sorry, Mike. It's a sticking. I can't stop.
I know.
Do you know they're 4-0 against the Michigan School for the Deaf?
I understand.
You played kids who can't hear.
Well,
that doesn't count. They can't hear.
Hey, my deaf dog Sammy was a fan.
Sammy wouldn't get the audible. He can't hear. They're 4-0 against the Michigan School for the Deaf.
I'm sure there are other schools that have similar.
But no one touts it the way that you do.
They just count how many wins they have.
It's insane. They can't hear. Come on. I'm just saying.
That reminds
Red
me of
Seven. Red Seven. They can't hear.
It reminds me of one of the stupidest things I ever thought of doing. Thankfully, we didn't do it. When I went to college, we didn't have a regular football team at American.
I've heard that.
We had a club football team.
Okay.
And we played Gallaudet, which is the famous deaf college in Washington, D.C. Me and my roommate investigated trying to get a bass drum and... So, because their snap count was on fire.
You can't, Michael.
Come on, man.
We didn't do it.
Please tell me you didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
Are you sure you did do it, but only today you're regretful?
That's
terrible.
No, I know.
That's as bad as playing a bunch of deaf kids and you keep score without them knowing like Michigan did. David?
So glad you didn't do this.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
Mike. I know.
Oh, my God. What kind of person were you? That's terrible.
I was a bad person. A sick sense of humor.
Was that on one of your coke binges, too?
No.
Stoney all coked up trying to come up with capers to beat Gallaudet on homecoming?
No. What if we...
Jesus, Mike. Go ahead.
Jeff on the roof says, I say vacate every win during the time Stallions was on payroll done, and I'm a Michigan fan.
Okay.
Should happen absolute full transparency and admission of guilt. Asterisk formally attached to the NIL cap for the university.
See, this is the thing, too, and I will say this. Scholarships play no role anymore. So if you call up with a scholarship penalty, it doesn't matter. You're just going to bide a kid, and he's a walk-on who makes $100,000 a month. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls, get some ticket texts as well. 97.1.